You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and that song you heard before was I'm So Bored With the USA by The Clash. So we've got our next interview, Damoon Jahani, who's a Kurdish-Iranian PhD student from the Iranian diaspora in Melbourne, who joins us now. Good morning, Damoon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for getting up early and being on our show, considering that it is a terrifying time. The state of Israel, as we all know, has launched an unprovoked attack on Iran, and most of the people killed in Iran are civilians. And this act of war has been carried out with the support of the United States and also Australia supporting it as part of the military alliance. So we wanted to get your views as an Iranian leftist, Damoon. What is your political response to Israel's bombing of Iran and also the Australian government's support for it?
For sure. So I can say that I might sort of diverge a bit from a lot of other Iranian leftists at my age that definitely don't take me as the representative of, our cohort. Look, I think it is important to recognise Israel as a settler colonial state that was built on a colonisation process as well. It's important to recognise their abundance of war crimes. The fact that even the United Nations is talking now about genocide in regards to Israel for the first time in over 70 years, right? Their actions in Palestine, their actions in Lebanon. At the same time, the Islamic regime in Iran, I think, played a political gamble and ultimately lost. I don't think any nation, such as what Israel did to Iran, none of that should be justified at all. But when you have a government in Iran that for over 40 years is talking about wiping Israel off the map, and then on top of that, funding a bunch of forces around the Middle East to combat it, which for sure there's a lack of support for the Palestinian side 100%, but the Islamic regime did play a political gamble. It arched up a tree, it was very assertive about it, and it ultimately lost. And it was Iranian civilians that got caught up in the crossfire at the end of the day. So it is important to recognize that liberation doesn't come from bombing, that Israel is a settler colonial state, 100%. But I wouldn't completely take out the onus of the Islamic regime from this. War should be opposed in general. And it is sad to see that some people in the Iranian diaspora even, or like you said, the government and Australian staff were enthusiastic about these strikes.
Well, following on from that, Damoon, I mean, I think one of the other things about the Western kind of response to the bombing of Iran is, I guess, the kind of fake kind of hypocrisy, because at the end of the day, I mean, the Australian government will feign concern about Iran's terrible track record when it comes to democratic rights, their repression of pro-democracy protesters and so on. But, you know, the Western, we can't also forget it was the United States that, you know, overthrew the democratically elected Iranian government in the 1950s and instituted the regime of the Shah, which was then later replaced by the Islamic kind of regime. I guess the kind of next question I would sort of want to ask is, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of different perspectives from Iranian leftists. You know, how has this kind of bombing actually makes it kind of worse for the pro-democratic forces within Iran?
For sure. And I think, being leftists, right, like one of the things that we really understand is that imperialist conflicts is that bombings rarely translate to liberation. And look, at some times in history, we do need the support of imperialist powers. That's the unfortunate reality. If I had to think about the Kurds in Kurdistan in 2014 being besieged by ISIS, if they didn't receive assistance from the United States, ISIS would have gone to Kobani and massacred and genocided the Kurds there. But what is important to understand is that when has bombing a nation ever translated to liberation? Because here we're talking about not a terrorist group in the Middle East, and sure, the government in Iran, I would say, is a terrorist regime, But we're talking about largely indiscriminate strikes against a population. Not only would it turn people just into animosity with the regime in Israel, but it even makes this idea of regime change, like, it is such an unstable avenue coming from a conflict that you can't even predict that would be the course of action. Anything could happen. And so, just like we all know, you know, it's really hard to talk about liberation while you're bombing civilians. It's a crazy idea.
Yeah, so the next kind of question I kind of want to ask Damoun is, I guess I want to kind of hear, I guess, what are your kind of comments, I guess, on where everything's kind of leading? Because apparently there has been a kind of fake kind of ceasefire in place, but right now it does appear to be that Israel will potentially continue attacks against Iran, despite the fact that there has been a so-called ceasefire kind of cord. At the same time, though, I would also want to point out as well, make a bit of a comment that probably some people have, especially some on the left, have sort of tried to kind of draw parallels with what's sort of happening in against Iran with Iraq. But I would also probably point out that probably it's not necessarily playing exactly like that situation. Like, for example, while the US, you know, has come out in support of the initial strikes against Iran, Donald Trump has also tried to kind of position himself as, well, I'm actually for peace. And I guess I want to kind of hear your comments about some of the different contradictions you're kind of seeing in foreign policy around this.
Definitely. That's also a great question as well, Jacob. So I think, and here's the thing, like, if we go back to 2003, when the United States invaded Iraq, and, you know, I was seeing these pictures the other day, like, there were an abundance of, like, the Shia protesters, you know, in the West, and some in Iraq as well, who were, you know, pro the sort of US campaign, right? So the Shias, being a marginalized group under Saddam Hussein, saw the US invasion as the opportunity to bring liberation to their nation, which isn't that different to what we see now with some Iranians. Not just monarchists, but a lot of other Iranians out of that disparity, right, of having this regime in power. How does it survive this long? 8 major mobilizations in 12 years. We start to see that discourse as well, where this disparity, this authoritarian regime, even reduces Iranians to a state. A psychological state where they're enthusiastic about killings that destroy, you know, their own people, and they have to undermine that. But that's the thing. I think there has been a geopolitical sort of tension. Like you said, the ceasefire feels fragile, right? We've just had this conflict erupt. We've had, you know, Israel bombed the living crap out of Tehran. We've had, on the other hand, the Islamic regime killing maybe close to 30 civilians in Israel, which in terms of missile strikes is a very wild experience for them, and then a very abrupt, we got to stop. And what's interesting with the United States is that it feels like, finally, right, after Afghanistan, after Iraq, that there is a cautionary tale about intervention in foreign countries. And so there's this very strange dialectical thing going on where the United States that has been an interventionist power for such a long time now seems to be retracting a bit from the Middle East. And maybe they're focusing more on the Asia-Pacific region against China, but it is a very interesting development to see as well, definitely.
And I guess the last kind of question is, I guess, I mean, where do you kind of see, I guess, in terms of, like, the left in the Middle East, what do you kind of see as, like, you know, what would be kind of like the progressive steps forward for the Middle East in terms of, you know, democratic movements, but also the general liberation of the working class and the oppressed?
I think that's the age-old question. I think as leftists, it can be easy to seep into discourse that's about, you know, the working, you know, we can resolve this conflict by the working class of, for instance, with this recent escalation, I saw a lot of leftists saying the working class of Iran must rise up, mobilize, and et cetera, right? But I think sometimes these things can be devoid a bit of the reality of what these spaces look like. And so it's really hard to sort of understand what a much more democratic, liberatory movement in the Middle East would look like. But what we do know is there are figures there are movements in each country around the world. In Iran, we're talking about the trade union movement. We're talking about Ismail Bakshi. We're talking about these very strong, principled unionist and democratic figures that are the sort of people that deserve our support. These are the sort of people, the Iranian Marxists, who have gone through so much repression, have continued to echo their perspectives and their struggles. And I think it's always important to center our struggle on the people on the ground, not to support the Islamic regime of Iran or Russia or China in some campus idea, but who is on the ground that is genuinely for liberation and freedom.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent way to end the interview, Damoon. We want to thank you for your time. But before we wrap up, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us and listeners?
For sure. I feel strange saying this as a leftist, but I would say that, you know, it gets a bit annoying and a bit crazy to see Iranians supporting Israel or people bombing their own country. I do want to emphasize this is a discourse that has largely emerged in the last 4 to 5 years. Iranians have been battered, their psyche has been tortured, and this is where we see the growth of things like monarchism and even pro-Israeli support. At this point, they're just desperate. Not to excuse it, not to justify it, but I think to understand it.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Damoon. And also, good luck on completing your PhD, your research.
Thanks, I'll need it.
Just remind us again what your research is.
I'm looking at the political fragmentation of Iran and diaspora.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to reading that as well. And for listeners just tuning in, we were just talking to Damoon Jahani, who's a Kurdish-Iranian PhD student, sharing his political response to Israel's bombing of Iran.